The Basement Review wants to thank our sponsor, HelloFresh. Forget takeout. HelloFresh delivers all the ingredients for delicious, healthy meals anyone can prepare at home in less than 30 minutes. Go to HelloFresh.ca and use promo code REVIEW50 to get 50% off your first order. Hi, I'm Jason Collette, and you're listening to the Basement Review Podcast. In this final episode of the season, we have a special something we call a treatment, an idea brought to us by our friends Snowblink and incubated at the Basement Review over the last year. It's a collaborative exploration of the questions, can art heal, and do we tell the truth when we talk about ourselves? In a theatrical reinterpretation of a therapy session, Torkel Campbell performs the role of the doctor with rapid-fire Proustian questions for his guest patients, novelist Tracy Lindberg and Broken Social Scene's Kevin Drew. Once a diagnosis is reached, Doc Campbell prescribes a musical treatment, which is interpreted and performed on the spot by Snowblink. Part gestalt therapy, part truth or dare, and part television talk show, this performance seeks to investigate what it's like to be open in front of strangers and why it is something we fear so much. Ron Sexsmith takes it all home at the end of the episode, and the Arkells, Max Kerman, and Anthony Carone kick things off the top. Welcome to the Basement Review.
You guys are amazing.
Hundreds of stories before I showed up. And they tell them to me and pull photos up. And they're all connected like a pair of handcuffs. No one seemed affected, that everyone had fucked. But there was a softness, some kind of understanding. These 2 a.m. decisions, I always shake it landings. And no one ever knew what could be demanded. Maybe it's the cards that she was handed. You called me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I pulled on up and with a southern accent I offered you my dad's leather jacket. I met her at a party, she comes straight from work. Complained that the regulars were all a bunch of jerks. She always looked tired, she dazzled as a drunk. She even pulled off the stupid haircut. She said, I don't need a sponsor or the best lover. Some man that sees me as some fixer-upper. The last few years I've been running for cover. Trying to sleep so I can visit my mother. You called me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I pulled on up and with a southern accent I offered you my dad's leather jacket. When times were tough in the worst years, we never knew how to interfere. And now you're back and just unpacking those bruised up takers you keep attracting. Like some goddamn alarm clock. And it hits her like a third shot. Conversations, she just stares off. There's no longer a voice calling when she goes out singing. I'll be up waiting for you. Said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I pulled on up and with a southern accent I offered you my dad's leather jacket. When times were tough in the worst years, we never knew how to interfere. And now you're back and just unpacking those bruised up takers you keep attracting. You call me up call me up from a payphone. Ooh, you call me up from a payphone. And I said, who the fuck uses a payphone? Thanks very much.
Thanks for letting me borrow your guitar, Jason.
Okay, this is the treatment. We call this the treatment. We're going to ask someone up on stage, and we're going to ask them a series of questions. They're going to answer those questions however they want. At the end of that, I am going to prescribe a musical medicine. Snowblink will play the delivery service for that medication that I prescribe. Are you ready for the treatment? Yes? Okay. The first person who's taking the treatment tonight is Tracy Lindberg. Tracy, come on up on stage. Tell me about your perfect day.
Oh man, I wake up and I'm at home. I'm with my family. I'm in my community. I don't hear English before 12 o'clock. I hear Cree. And while I don't understand it all, it's okay. I hear Cree until noon. Somebody is cooking and it's not me. They're also doing dishes because that's a perfect day. And the people whom I love, people whom I've lost, are there at the same meal, at the same day. And we talk all day and we laugh. We have the moments that we didn't have the opportunity to know we would miss.
Complete this sentence for me. Right now, someone somewhere is...
eating chocolate.
Right now, someone somewhere is...
crying.
Complete this sentence for me. Right now, someone somewhere is...
dancing with the lights off.
Complete this sentence for me. To love is to...
hurt.
To love is to...
heal.
To love is to...
be complete.
You see a man kicking a dog. What do you do?
I kick the man.
What makes you angriest?
Public shaming.
What is your biggest fear?
Stephen Harper winning the election was. Now it's people who can't learn compassion.
Say a lyric you remember.
It's been 1 week since I looked at you. It's Kevin Hearn, of course.
Tell us about a dream you had once.
I have had a recurring dream about a bear, and it's been coming back to me frequently. Of late, I've been dreaming about moose.
Choose one, hungry or thirsty.
Hungry.
Did your mother have lots of sex with other people before she met your father?
No.
Name your three favorite things.
Singing, eating, and laughing.
Tea with Cat Stevens or brunch with Tom Jones?
Brunch with Tom Jones. I'm so sorry.
Complete this sentence for me. To love is to...
open up.
To love is to...
open wide.
Complete this sentence for me. To love is to...
give up.
What do you need?
Hope.
What do you need?
Laughter.
What do you need?
A spanking just came to me.
Thank you. Stay right there. Snowblink.
No. Yes, doctor.
I wish you'd be more formal about that.
Out of practice.
That's very tough to find good staff.
You're on my mic,
doctor. Am I? Okay. Snowblink?
Yes, doctor.
Tracy lives in paths of the past. She gets up in the morning. The paths are covered in trees. Shady. Dark. She walks. They curve. She gets closer to some water. And when she gets there, it seems cold. And it looks big, but Tracy will wait. Tracy will wait until it freezes over and it starts to be a path again. And then she'll find the woods. Give Tracy a compass, Snowblink. Give Tracy somewhere to call the end. Find the point and send her there.
Treatment. Give it up for her.
The next person who's going to take the treatment is Kevin Drew. Kevin Drew, please come on stage and take the treatment.
I'm going to get 8 beers instead of me. Just kidding.
It's hard because the doctor loves the patient. This is a hard one.
I'm excited for this. Are they the same questions?
Turn to me.
All right. He gets so serious. I've done this with you more times than I can count on my fingers.
Are you ready for the treatment, Kevin?
No, that's why I said I didn't
want to
do it.
Please be quiet. Tell me about your perfect day.
Bathtubs. So they're the same questions. I feel like she nailed it. Let's move on. What's up?
Complete this sentence.
Okay.
To love is to?
To love is to love.
To love is to?
To love.
To love is to?
Be free.
To love is to?
To love.
You see a man kicking a dog.
You take the dog. Take the dog home. Give it a better life. You're a fucking asshole. Should have worked out this morning. Okay, keep going. Let's go. Doctor, look at you. Can I close? Can I get blindfolded now? That would be cool. Can we do that? Can we change the treatment or no? It's your show.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Jay told me take the treatment. I said, Jay, I'm kind of raw right now. I don't feel like taking the... No, you'll be fine. Let's go. Let's do it. Hurry up.
You see a man kicking a dog. What do you do?
I take the dog home again. I got two dogs.
Complete this sentence. Complete this sentence. Right now, someone somewhere is...
having a better day than me.
Did your mother have a lot of sex with other men before she was married to your father?
Well, you met her. Her name is Maggie. I believe my father was her only lover that I know of.
What makes you angry, Kev?
Regret.
What's your greatest fear?
Regret. Someone's phone's going off. Let's get serious.
We don't have to get serious.
No, okay, let's keep it light.
We don't have to keep it light.
Let's get serious.
Tell me about a dream you had once.
People were yelling everywhere. Oh my gosh. Just at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, everybody was yelling.
Speaking of breakfast, tea with Cat Stevens or brunch with Tom Jones?
I'm with her. Brunch with Tom Jones. Tea with Cat Stevens. Hello. Boring.
Name your three favorite things.
Bathtubs, friendship, and masturbation.
That's a completely sincere answer on his part. What do you need?
Way more than what I got. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, sit right there.
All right.
Snowblink? Snowblink?
Yeah, I
say
no blindfold.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, all right. I have my
put the blindfold on him.
No, we're gonna do sustained eye contact.
Okay. All right, I'm into it.
This is my final day as a doctor of medicine. It's the third business Kevin's driven me out of.
You are your own maker, my friend.
Running out of jobs, Kevy.
Love is Torquell.
Snowblink.
Yes, doctor.
Kevin is the catcher in the rye. Oh, right. He stands in the field. He hasn't showered. He's tired. His hair is sticking up in the air. He's got his arms out. Now, watch it, fucker.
I'm bleeding now.
He's got his arms out, and there's all these kids and all these animals and all these musicians and all these babies and all these people and all these guys in toques and all these girls who lost their boyfriends and all these boys who lost their boyfriends and all these girls who lost their girlfriends and all these people, and they come across the field, and Kevin goes...
It was my 30th birthday.
He's catcher in the rye. There's a cliff right behind him. Put up a net, Snowblink. Because this motherfucker doesn't want to fall.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
See, wasn't it good?
That was good.
You feel better?
I yeah.
Kevin Drew took the treatment. Give it up for Kevin Drew.
I got a bloody lip from it, but.
We have one final guest for you to wrap up our 9th annual Basement Review here at the Dakota Tavern. He's self-deprecating to a fault. He's nevertheless had critical success ever since his self-titled debut in 1995, winning admiration and even invites to tea from the likes of Sir Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Elvis Costello along the way. His songs have been covered by Steve Earle, Sheryl Crow, Emmylou Harris, Rod Stewart, Feist, Nick Lowe, and even Michael Bublé. Not bad for a guy you'll often find just hanging out at the end of the bar here at the Dakota. A songwriter in the truly classic sense of the term, he's as fine a practitioner of the craft as you'll find. And his prolific body of work is nothing short of a towering testament to his brilliance. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and the only Ron Sexsmith.
Everybody's been so great tonight, so we'll put an end to that.
And this is the Basement Review. Thank you very much. Thanks, John Boyle.
HelloFresh is on a mission to bring cooking back into our lives with real whole ingredients that are healthier and we can feel good about. They do all the shopping, planning, and deliver step-by-step recipes and their ingredients so we can relax and enjoy all there is to love about cooking. They plan, they shop, you cook. Go to HelloFresh.ca and use code REVIEW50 to get 50% off your first box.